Joining me in the studio, our business futurist, Maurice Misiolaski. Good afternoon.
Hey, Dennis. Hello, listeners.
And isn't it good that Telstra have come up with a phone for people who need bigger keys, bigger display?
Absolutely. It was long needed. It's very hard for people with some sort of disability to be able to use the standard telephone.
Or just eyesight that's not as hot as what it used to be.
Absolutely. So that's very good.
And it's our topic today is the future of mobile phones. What will they be? How have they changed recently, and what are the changes we're going to see?
So mobile phones are quite incredible. In Australia, where they've been around since about 82, 83, remember these in the back of the car? Before then, they used to take up half a boot in the car. And then they became a brick.
They came in at the brick stage.
And then they came in at the handheld with the antenna you used to pull out.
Yes.
And used to walk around trying to find reception. Yeah, I got mine. My first one was 1988.
I remember people thinking they were so cool with the Motorola that was sort of a white colour and with this heavy as hell and giant 6 or 8 inch aerial.
They were incredible. So I bring that up because in 20 years we've really come from it being a one-off fad that a couple of people had to a mainstream product. We have a population in Australia of 21.6 million people. But yet we have 22.6 million mobile phones in service today. 22.6 million mobile phones in service today.
More than our population.
More than one per person. And that's connected. That's not sitting on the shelf, because sitting on the shelf would be far more. Isn't that incredible?
Someone's making a lot of money.
Someone's holding far too many mobile phones in their hand.
So people... Maybe there's some bookies who
are... I don't know what it is. Somebody obviously feels a need to hold two or three of them. So that's how far they've come. They're almost like a utility now, where most people feel a bit naked without taking their mobile phone out.
96900693, mobile phones, what would you like them to do? What possibly could they do in the future? What do you think they'll be doing?
A mobile phone is really going to be our central point of contact with the outside world, from today onwards. What we're finding already is that the mobile phone is the keys, it's your wallet, and it's also your communication tool. So it does all three things for you. With keys, I mean that some people are able to use the phone already to open up their garage doors and their homes, because you can program it to do that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, some mobile phones you can. So you can program it a way to do that. With money, some people are already using it for purchases, so you can do that. Not a lot, but some. And certainly we're all using it for the mobile device. Do you know that one of the least frequent spoken features on a mobile phone now is actually the phone itself?
Well, no, I just want it for the phone, but I use mine for email, so which means I often have it on silent because I just get so tired of this beeping constantly, and I don't want to bother other people if I'm sitting on the train and my phone going off.
That's a good thing to do. Put it on vibrate.
Look, I just go silent. But whatever floats your boat, Maurice.
Which was Dan.
Hello.
Hey, Dan.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Great, and you?
Mate, I'm just wondering whether you can actually get a phone these days that you can just quite simply make a phone call on.
No, absolutely not. They've outlawed them.
I think as we've progressed past its can and a piece of string, albeit not by much, I kind of figure, mate, if I want to get on the internet, I'll jump on my computer. If I want to take a photo, I'll take my camera. If I want to listen to the music, I'll play my stereo. I just want a phone that works.
Dan, thank you for your call. And there'll be a lot of people like that.
There is. And you actually can get mobile phones now. Some companies have gone back to real basics and they've built just a mobile phone, and it's mostly for the elderly and for the young kids, where that's all that you can do.
I've got a feeling. I haven't looked at the sort of specifics of that discovery, but I think that's the sort of... Dan is the sort of person they're aiming at. Hello, Ed.
Hey, Ed.
Hi. How are you going?
Yeah, great.
I'm one of those guys who've got two phones, right?
So you're part of my 22.6.
That's right. The question I've got is, I hate carrying two phones around. I think I'll bring out eventually a phone has two SIM cards.
Yes. I saw one only a couple of months ago. They're in the States and in Europe. I've seen one in Australia, and then asked me what the brand is, and I can't remember.
What's the brand?
I can't remember.
And so this is where you could have a private...
So you can have two SIM cards into the one phone. So you can have two different phone numbers. You can have your private and your business put into the one handset. Yeah, hallelujah. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Leonard Cohen's song, Hallelujah,
isn't
all right.
That a great song?
Yes, it is. Good idea, Ed. Julie?
Hello.
Hey, Julie.
I'm very pleased to hear that Telstra's got a phone with the large numbers.
Yeah.
We've been trying to buy phones like that for years, for my mother-in-law first and now for my husband. I think the voice-activated mobile is very important.
Well, they've been around for
a while. They have. And you'll be happy to know also that we're getting voice-to-text now in our mobiles. They just started to show that in the last couple of months.
We haven't even had a chance to get through all of the other things. Can you be the carryover champion and we do this again next week?
I think we could.
Because we haven't got to where it'll be in sort of 20 years' time. It's 4 to 3, back with Maurice shortly. Maurice, we ran out of time, but I want to give you a web page, which is www.MauriceYourEyeOnTheFuture.com. MauriceYourEyeOnTheFuture.com. And if you can just go back, what was the name of the three things that we were doing? It's cloud.
We were talking about cloud computing last week in the three websites, and they're still at that site that you just mentioned if you want to have a look.
A lot of interest in that.
So there was a lot of interest.
Cloud computing for all those freebie things you can find online. And we'll talk next week in version 2 of
mobile phones
and the future.